major event of the first month of the year was the inauguration of Parliament at the dawn of 7th January, which composition changed the dynamics of forces and power in the legislature. The new Patriotic Party won majority seats in Parliament. The outcome of the election was historic because it was the first time a sitting president had been defeated in the Fourth Republic. Here are sounds of happenings in Parliament that dawn.
A member of Parliament, do in the name of the Almighty God, swear.
Following this event was the inauguration of the fifth president of the Fourth Republic, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, and his vice, Muhammadu Bawumia, after a fiercely contested election with the new Patriotic Party NPP winning massively with more than a million votes difference. The inauguration was colorful, with the Black Star Square virtually turned into a sea of kente and smoke colors of varied backgrounds depicting the cultural diversity of Ghana. The president took the oath of office.
I, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo,
having been elected to the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
having been elected to the high office of the President of the Republic of Ghana,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And true to the Republic of Ghana.
And true to the Republic of Ghana. So help me God.
President Akufo-Addo gave his inaugural address and outlined his vision for the country.
The Ghanaian people give thanks to Almighty God for the blessings, favor, and grace he continues to bestow on them. In accordance with our Republican custom, I, having been declared the winner of the presidential contest, I am determined to do all in my power to accomplish the tasks of the mandate and justify their confidence. I will not let you, the people of Ghana, down.
This inaugural speech sparked a debate in the media and other platforms about portions of the speech cited to have been plagiarized from the text of published works of other countries. The debate dominated the headlines and pages of the media for a long time until the director of communications at the Flagstaff House, Eugene Ahin, apologized for the anomaly.
Poor knowledge of the country's history was also a low mark of commentary on the inaugural day.
Soon after the issue with the inaugural speech, Ghanaians woke up one morning to hear of the appointment of 110 persons as ministers in President Akufo-Addo's administration. This was unprecedented in the political history of Ghana.
I'm not worried about the size of government because I think that, first of all, the overwhelming majority of the people in the government are members of parliament who are already on the public exchequer. I think something like two-thirds or almost three-fifths of the appointees are all members of parliament. And secondly, the really important thing is your capacity to get hold of the machinery and deliver.
Some allegations of corruption came to the attention of Ghanaians. One of these was that leveled against the Appointment Committee of Parliament, with minority members on the Appointment Committee accusing then Energy Minister designate Buachi Jakun of trying to bribe them.
Our Chief Whip, Honorable Muntaka, called us and said that the chairman had brought some money and individually were given 3,000 Ghana cedis, which we assumed was the allowances due as committee members. We started hearing some rumors that it wasn't allowances that should be given to us from Parliament. It was some other sort. So we raised the issue And he said he had met with the chairman, and the chairman had said that it was from Bwachi Ajaku.
But the chairman of the committee, Joe Osewusu, who was alleged to have given the money on behalf of Mr. Ajaku, insisted the allegation was untrue.
I say without the fear of contradiction, I have not given a single soul a penny. If anybody can cross their hearts and say that I have given the money, let them step forward. I say so that it is not true without the fear of contradiction.
Speaker of Parliament Professor Mike Okwe directed that Parliament sets up a 5-member ad hoc committee to investigate the bribery allegation leveled against the appointments committee. It was chaired by former Second Deputy Speaker Joe Gate. Other members were MPs Ben Abdallah, Amapo Mabwating, Magnus Kofi Amwating, and BT Baba.
The House may at any time, by motion, appoint special or ad hoc committee to investigate any matter of public importance. In fact, this is where the inherent inquisitorial power of Parliament is captured.
The hearing began with the Member of Parliament for Boko Central and Member of the Appointment Committee of Parliament, ACP, Mahama Yariga, who told the committee that the Minority Chief Whip and Deputy Ranking Member on the ACP, Alhaj Mohamed Muntaka Mubarak, had given him 3,000 Ghana cedis with the belief that it was a certain allowance for the ACP sittings.
We wanted some investigation to be conducted by our caucus, so we asked our Minority Whip, Honorable Muntaka, to go and find out. And he came back to us confirming that the money is said to have come from Honorable Bwachi Ajaku.
When Alhaji Muntaka Mubarak took his turn, he denied taking any money from Mr. Osewusu or Mr. Ajaku and giving same to the minority members on the ACP to influence their decision to support Mr. Ajaku's approval. Besides, he said he was never engaged in any attempt to bribe members of the ACP.
The chairman, Joe Osewusu, has never discussed money with me, not even to give me money, whether alleged bribe or ever form of money to anybody. Honorable Ajaku, do you know him? The first time I met Honorable Ajaku life is when he appears in this very room. I've never met him anywhere. I've never received any call from him. He has never sent anybody to me, or has he asked me to see anybody before. I've never been given any money from the chairman, Joe Osewusu, to be given to anybody, telling that person that the chairman has given me this money to give you.
When Mr. Ajaku took his seat, he categorically denied giving any money to Mr. Osewusu or Alhaji Muntaka Mubarak to be given to members of the ACP. He said even if the minority members did not want to support his approval by consensus, he believed the majority would use their numbers to approve his nomination through voting.
I will state categorically, without a fear of contradiction, that I have never contrived, discussed, or given any money to the First Deputy Speaker, Honorable Joe Osewusu, for said purposes, namely to influence members of the committee to weigh a decision in my favor.
The MP for North Tong and member of the ACP, Samuel Okujito Ablakwa, appeared before the committee to clarify some statements purportedly made against him at the first sitting of the committee by Mr. Osewusu.
Surprisingly, when he appeared before your committee on February 15, 2017, he makes the same accusations, but this time levels the accusation, directs the accusation at me. And so there is clearly some inconsistency, with all due respect. And I am submitting, Mr. Chairman, that I am not the author of those words.
The Joe Gate Committee recommended that the Member of Parliament for Boko Central, Mahama Yariga, be sanctioned. This was after the committee established a case of contempt against him. Consequently, it recommended that Mr. Ayaariga should be made to render an unqualified apology to Parliament. But Mr. Ayaariga, who appeared unhappy with the work of the committee, reluctantly rendered the apology, saying,
"If you conclude that you want to use the criminal standards, then you might as well have, during the proceedings, used the criminal process. What is the criminal process? If you call a witness in any criminal trial, he should also cross-examine the other side, so that you can come to the conclusion that will enable you to exact criminal sanctions. You didn't do that. Mr. Speaker, if you say I should apologize, I apologize."
Mr. Mahama Ayaariga reportedly wrote an apology letter to the Speaker of Parliament. The Speaker subsequently approved Mahama Ayaariga's apology statement.
"To some four or five honorable members who deem it proper to make untoward noise, apparently in support of Honorable Ayaariga, regarding the conduct for which the Honorable Ayaariga has now apologized. Honorable Ayaariga, if this should be repeated in the future after today's ruling, you will have yourself to blame. I trust the Honorable First Deputy Speaker, the Honorable Muntaka, and the entire House will forgive and put this matter to rest."
There was also the issue with the $2.25 billion bond saga.
Again, there were claims of fuel contamination at the Bulk Oil Storage and Transportation Company, BOST.
It is not the case that the MD of BOST owns the company that bought the product. It is also not true that the address of or phone number of Movinpina is the same as that of the BOST.
The issue over the official residence of former President Mahama also came to the fore. The release of the letter sparked a heated debate among Ghanaians. He later withdrew the request, an act for which President Akufo-Addo commended him.
"It is incorrect that any such agreement has been reached as I speak to you. What we have received is a request from the office of the former president. Indeed, at the time the request came in, he was still president. And the request, I've seen them circulating copies of that document on social media. The document itself says that they would like to have a particular property as the official residential accommodation for His Excellency the former president. That's a request."
In the agriculture sector, the Planting for Food and Jobs policy took off immediately with the registration of farmers to be supported with inputs and other logistics. One problem that nearly marred the smooth takeoff of the program was the fall armyworm invasion, which destroyed large tracts of farms in the Ashanti, Central, Eastern and regions of the north. Currently, it has been brought under control.
"I would like to take this opportunity to assure the nation that the fall armyworm invasion has been defeated by my government. Totally defeated. The impression which has been created by some people that the armyworm is consuming Planting for Food and Jobs, Mr. Speaker, is not correct. It's wrong."
On the political front, the NPP vigilante group Delta Force attacked the Ashanti Regional Security Coordinator, accusing him of being a stranger in the party. The group chased him out of office. This unfortunate incident ignited the debate on the call to disband all vigilante groups in the country.
"There are no legally registered political vigilante groups in the country. And for that matter, there are no such groups to be disbanded. However, I think we need to be pragmatic and accept that first soldiers of the leading political parties have been known to constitute themselves into action groups to molest and unleash violence on the peace-loving people of this country, either from within or outside via political parties. We need to stop such activities."
Some members of the group were arrested and arraigned before court in Kumasi. Not quite long, a band of vigilantes invaded the court and freed those on trial in the full glare of the police.
This group was also arrested and charged before court.
That was a recap of some of the main events that occurred in 2017. Tune in tomorrow, same time, for the second part.